In the name of Jesus, dear brothers and sisters of our Lord Jesus Christ, arise, declares Jesus to the cripple at the pool. Arise, says he, and rightly so. After all, according to St. John now, who is this guy, this Jesus? Well, according to St. John, Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He is one of the sheep. He is the shepherd of the sheep. He is the one who has previously declared to the temple establishment, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up again." Who has already raised the royal official's son, has this Jesus, who is yet to raise his friend Lazarus, who himself then will die and on the third day rise. For Jesus, of course, is the resurrection and the life. So, of course, he says to the crippled up person at the pool, arise. Of course, he ascends to Jerusalem, to the city of the promise in the event of the feast. Of course, he enters by the sheep gate. He has come for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. After all, has he not? He has come for his own. He finds them then just where you would expect them to be, in the vicinity of the temple, at the pool named Bethzatha, or could it be Bethesda, whose porticos were five, according to the narrative, whose people then are a multitude of the sick, the blind, the lame, the atrophied. Of course, it is for these, it is especially for these, not only for these, but yes, first and foremost, first at this time at least, for these that Jesus has come. It is to one of these, therefore, that Jesus directs the long-awaited question, the long-awaited invitation, really. Dear friend, inquires Jesus, is it your desire to be whole? Is it your desire to be well? Answer, of course. Of course it is. So why then does the withered, crippled up man at the pool not see? Like Israel before him, he has suffered long. 38 years, according to the narrative. How is it that in the face of this Jesus he does not see? Lord, declares the man, I have no man to cast me into the pool when the water is troubled. So while I am going, while I'm attempting to get there on my own, another descends before me. He came to his own, declares St. John. Jesus came to his own, and his own received him not. How remarkably tragic was there, how remarkably tragic was the cripple's lack of perception. Dear cripple, dear friend, you have no man to carry you? Of course you have a man to carry you. And another descends before you? Of course, another descends before you. For only then can he say, only then can Jesus say, arise. Friend, is it your desire to be whole, to be healed? Is it your desire? Is your desire for the Lord's Sabbath? Then be not one who seeks only healing for the body, who seeks for this then in all the wrong places, whose interest then is in an earthly kingdom and no more. For Jesus brings in his person and in his work not so much the earthly, no, Jesus brings especially the heavenly. Not apart from the things of this earth, mind you. No, by means of the things of this earth does he bring the things of heaven. By means, then, of things like water and bread and wine, but never mere water, bread, or wine. For the bread that I shall give for the life of the world is my flesh, declares he. And if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink of living water. Let him drink. How profoundly, how tragically bankrupt were they, was he, that crippled up guy at the pool. Once healed, the cripple didn't even know who it was that had healed him. And once he was given to know, did he then follow? No, apparently he did not. Instead, he returned, it seems, to the enemy, to those whose desire now was to slaughter the lamb. He returned then not to Christ's own, but to his own. How profoundly, how tragically bankrupt was he. And how conversely fortunate are we. For to all who receive this Jesus, to all who believe in his name, he gives power to become children of God, born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Behold, behold, declares the same Jesus, you have become well. Sin no more, that nothing worse may befall you. Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written, that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.